From Church Leaders, How to Face Trials of Faith, by Neil L. Anderson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Fiery trials are designed to make you stronger, but they have the potential to diminish or even destroy your trust in the Son of God and to weaken your resolve to keep your promises to Him. These trials are often camouflaged, making them difficult to identify. They take root in our weaknesses, our vulnerabilities, our sensitivities, or in those things that matter most to us. A real but manageable test for one can be a fiery trial for another. How do you remain steadfast and immovable during a trial of faith? Alma chapter 1, verse 25. You immerse yourself in the very things that help build your core of faith. You exercise faith in Christ. You pray. You ponder the Scriptures. You repent. You attend church and take the sacrament. You keep the commandments, and you serve others. When faced with a trial of faith, whatever you do, you don't step away from the church. Distancing yourself from the kingdom of God during a trial of faith is like leaving the safety of a secure storm cellar just as the tornado comes into view. The Apostle Paul said, "Ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God." Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19. It is within the sanctuary of the church that we protect our faith. Meeting together with others who believe, we pray and find answers to our prayers. We worship through music, share testimony of the Savior, serve one another, and feel the Spirit of the Lord. We partake of the sacrament, receive the blessings of the priesthood, and attend the temple. The Lord declared, "In the ordinances, the power of godliness is manifest." Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verse 20. When you are faced with a test of faith, stay within the safety and security of the household of God. There is always a place for you here. No trial is so large we can't overcome it together. See Mosiah chapter 18, verses 8 through 10. From an October 2012 General Conference Address. How Have You Applied This? By Morgan H., Utah, USA. Something that has helped me a lot when I've felt like my faith is struggling with a question is remembering that the Lord wants us to be happy. He doesn't play tricks on us to get us to doubt the gospel. A scripture that I really like because it reminds me to have faith is Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Share your experiences. Share how you have faced trials of faith, and read the experiences of other youth at lds.org/go/trial-NE-317. End of the section from Church Leaders, How to Face Trials of Faith, by Elder Neil L. Anderson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Read by Dwayne Case.